So when you started out at 16, what was your job? What did you actually do?
Just packing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what, can you talk a little bit about, like, when you went into work, what happened during the day? What was your job?
Well, we had these tables to work, and then there was a carrier, they call it, the flakes with the fish on them come down the carrier. Mm-hmm. And we'd pick the flake right up and put it on our table and pack the fish.
So how many fish did you pack in a can?
Well, sometimes we'd have 16 or so. They was called snippers, the little ones. And then they would be, the bigger ones would be 4, 6, and 8. They tell us how many to put in the can. Mm-hmm.
So you worked with a partner?
There was another girl, a woman on the other end, the other side of the table. And that was fun because it wasn't, you did socialize and have a little bit of life other than just packing.
Mm-hmm. So what were the conditions like? Was it, how long a day was it? How long were
Well,
you there?
Until we get done, we usually would get done when that load of fish was packed. And sometimes we had to work over. Sometimes we'd get done at 6.
And you'd start out what time in the morning?
7.
Mm-hmm. So you worked 7 to 6.
Yeah, and if we didn't get them all in, we'd go in early in the morning, and then we might, if no more fish came in, we'd get done when we got that done, that load over with.
So, Susie, what year was that when you actually started?
I started when I was 16, and that would be 47.
Mm-hmm. So that 47 was at a time when they were packing a lot because of the troops, right? They were sending a lot of these sardines overseas to feed
Yes. Well, they did. They worked steady right up all I can remember until I went to work, you know. All the factories were busy.
So how did you know that they had fish to pack?
Well, they would blow the whistle for the ones in town.
Mm-hmm.
So many whistles would be that factory. And so many fish, so many whistles would be some other factory.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then they would call out and tell one another, and they'd spread the word.
Okay, so you, I know last time I spoke with you, you said something about a bus coming around and picking?
Yes, and when my mother worked, she used to ride on the back of a truck.
Mm-hmm.
They'd come out and pick them up. And then they did get some sort of a, well, we might have went a little while on a truck, but then they had a bus come out around and go old Dennisville, wherever they lived.